Blog Talk Radio.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people, how you guys doing today? You know, we're back. We took some days off. So hope you guys are ready, are eager for the show. We're ready to be doing it. So, guys, let's get right into it. But before that, I just want to say I hope everyone had a good Halloween. Hope you guys had fun, safe fun. And this is the only night that you're free to take candy from strangers, guys. So let's jump into the show. Jay, what we got for today?
All right, guys. So what we're going to be talking about today is a little bit about the World Series. We're going to be talking about a man letting his young daughter tattoo on him. And a question that I'm sure everyone has their own answer to. Would you let your significant other have sex with someone else for millions of dollars? And we'll probably get into a little bit of football about the last weekend that just happened. So let's get this popping. Let's start it off with the World Series, baby. Chris, tell me what happened.
I don't think so. Let's start off.
You don't think with the tattoo. You don't want to start off with the World Series?
No, the World Series is just so, you know, immense that we can't just right off the bat talk about it. You know, we got to ease into it. You know?
Okay. All right, guys, so let's start off with the topic that the man lets his young daughter tattoo on him. So, I read a story about how tattoo artist in Florida let his 4-year-old daughter tattoo on him of a strawberry, and pretty much the guy is under fire because he posted it to Facebook, and now social media and everybody's harping on it about how it's been reported as graphic violence, and some people are even calling it child abuse. Do you think it's a problem that this child, 4-year-old child, is operating a tattoo needle? Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's right to have him under fire? You know, people criticizing him and whatnot. What do you think?
The one thing I want to say is I don't understand how it's child abuse. It's not like he's tattooing her. She's going tattooing him. If he's cool with it, if she's cool with it. I mean, as long as she's careful, you know. Obviously, you have to teach her the right way to use that. She's still young, so a lot of people, I can see how people would disagree with it, but you know, I don't see the harm in it. It's like anything else. You got to teach your kids to be responsible. And if he's her parent and he's willing to let his child do that to him, and as long as he makes sure she's safe, I don't have a problem with it. But I can see why people would, but I don't think it's as extreme as everyone's making it out to be. With all the comments they've been posting like about it, it's not as big a deal to me anyway.
Yeah, I feel like the media and news are blowing it up. It's making it a bigger deal than it needs to be. I feel like this is a precious daddy and daughter moment. You know, he liked her artwork, wanted it to get tattooed on his body. It's a permanent thing. He's letting his daughter do that, who's, you know, not a professional. He can get hurt as well. I mean, this can hurt him. I mean, I don't really see it, you know, hurting the daughter in any way, especially if she's careful when he watches her. So I don't see the big deal in this. A lot of people are making it a big deal, and I just don't see it. I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, the dad, he's covered in tattoos. He wanted one from his daughter, and it got tattooed on his body. What better way to get a picture of you? Yeah, because you could take a picture of what your daughter did, take it to a professional, and he can do it. He'll probably make it a little nicer than what your daughter did. So he wants what his daughter draws and her artistic talent, if you would say. But I mean,
exactly. It's the fridge that you can never take it down from.
Exactly. So I mean, I see no problem with this. I actually commend the dude. I mean, he let his daughter do something if she wanted to do it. By all means, he made her happy. If not, he got something from his daughter on his body, which, you know, I consider tattoos art, and I think tattoos are cool. So I personally see no problem with this.
I mean, the only thing that I would say is that he's letting her operate a type of machinery that could potentially be dangerous. Everything else, I don't see the problem. He's the one getting the tattoo. She's not in any physical harm or danger. It's not like she's like, oh, no, Daddy, I don't want to draw on you. And he's like, no, you will. No, it's nothing like that. I mean, it's a cute picture, a memorable experience. I mean, he has his daughter's art on him forever. And, you know, it nothing bad happened. And it ended up okay. So I say we move on, people. Not a big deal. I thought it was a cute picture until I saw the comments, and I was like, okay, maybe I was wrong, but I don't see the big deal about this, guys. You know, everyone has their own parenting style. If he feels like she's ready to operate that machinery after a little bit of instruction, you know, you can't fault him as long as he's not breaking the law, and I don't think he was. So I guess that's my final opinion on this, and I give him a pass.
Well, you know, everyone nowadays are real sensitive to things, especially in the media. Man, you do one little thing, people are quick to harp on it or say what's wrong with it. I mean, you can't do anything nowadays without it getting into the media and then people, like, bad-mouthing it in some type of way. There's only going to be some negativity for whatever you do. So I tell this dad, no harm came to your child. You two were having a moment. By all means, keep doing what you're doing. And that's all I got to say. So moving on to the next topic. So we're going to talk a little bit about last week's football games. Chris, tell me what happened.
Well, you know, we had a lot of games happen. You know, it was a pretty eventful week. I mean, one of the unbeatens was finally beaten. And you probably will never guess this, Jay, because they're so amazing. But the Packers finally took an L home. The Packers-Broncos, two undefeated teams, went up against each other. The Broncos came out on top. And, you know, it's sad to say, but Aaron Rodgers probably had the worst game that I've ever seen him play personally. Threw only for, like, 70 yards, which was ridiculous. But, you know, it just wasn't their night. I'm sure they'll get better. I don't expect Aaron Rodgers to throw less than 100 yards ever again in a game that he starts and finishes. So, I mean, it was just like a big week, and that was the highlight of my week. I mean, what I really wanted to talk about, especially about this football week, Jay, I know we had a lot of good games, and people might want to hear the scores, but what I really wanted to talk about was quarterbacks, obviously. You know, quarterbacks make the teams, like, go. You know, I just set an example with Aaron Rodgers. You know, the Packers lost, and he didn't have a good game. So what I wanted to talk about was maybe quarterbacks that you think, you know, is there time to be replaced, or maybe the team or franchise should go in a different way. If you want me to give an example, let's start with maybe Colin Kaepernick for the San Francisco 49ers. You know, he replaces Alex Smith. People think he's going to be the new franchise, but he seems to be backpedaling, especially in the last 2 years.
With in regards to Colin Kaepernick, I say give him the next year or two and see how he does. Maybe the coach the offensive coordinator needs to be replaced. Maybe coach. Maybe they're not running great plays for him because he seemed to be doing better with Jim Harbaugh. He seemed to be doing better with Jim, but it doesn't look. It looks like he's regressing. So I think maybe they need a new coach or a new offensive coordinator if they want to stick with Kaepernick. Now, if they like to coach him, don't think about making a change there, then, yeah, they might have to, I don't say get rid of him, but maybe bench him, you know, find someone else who's going to be your starter. Because to me, it doesn't look like Kaepernick is the guy they thought he would be.
I mean, Kaepernick's been, well, not just Kaepernick. The team in general has been pretty much struggling for the last 2 years. The 49ers are 2-6 right now. They just lost to the Rams 27-6. Kaepernick has not been playing well. and the San Francisco 49ers are just averaging 13.6 points per game this season. I mean, what else do you need to see from him? I understand, yeah, he's promising. He shows flashes that he can be something great in the NFL, but flashes ain't good enough. You need to be consistently good. That's the only way to win, and that's the only way to keep your job in any professional sport. You have to be consistently good. So Kaepernick, who's been, like, you know, taking a step back these last 2 years, maybe it's the time to go a different route. I don't know if they want to get someone in the draft, free agency, maybe test a backup, though. I don't, you know, think they have anyone to back up Kaepernick. But maybe it's about time for them to move on. I mean, that's my personal opinion. I never really liked him to begin with when they used him to replace Alex Smith. I mean, yeah, Colin Kaepernick has a big arm. He's pretty fast. You know, he's pretty crafty. But I never saw it personally. Yeah, and when he was playing well, I was like, okay, maybe I'm wrong. But then, you know, now he's not playing well, and I'm like, okay, maybe I guess I'm right. But that's my opinion. I'm going with they need maybe it's time to look in a different direction. Either that or, like you're saying, you know, new scenery, maybe a new offensive coordinator for him. Maybe that'll do good for him. I'm not sure. But he is not the only one, Jay. Another one that apparently the organization is planning to make a move are the New York Jets. Apparently, they're looking for a new starting quarterback because Geno and the rest of them aren't panning out.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much obvious, isn't it? I mean, the quarterbacks aren't playing that well. They're not winning games like they thought they would be. When coming into the league, there was doubts about Geno Smith, whether he would excel in this league. I don't think they've used Geno Smith well. I do think he can be a decent backup quarterback. I don't think he's a legit starter for them at this moment. So I do think they need to go in a different direction and pick up somebody in the draft. Or if they can get a trade, you know, by all means get someone, a good quarterback, a good solid quarterback that you know can play in this league. But the quarterbacks that they have now, if they're looking to win a championship, isn't gonna do anything for them.
Yeah, apparently Geno Smith, the organization does not think he's the answer. You know, he came in because Ryan Fitzpatrick was injured after the first six plays of last week's game. So they're starting their first and second string quarterback are not really panning out. Their starter just got injured. Their second string, they're not very high on. Not to mention he injured himself as well. So apparently they're looking to make a move. From the talks that have been going around the league, it looks like Ryan Mallett might be a pick that could be heading there, though they're not completely sold on him. But it does look like that they're interested in someone else, and they're probably going to go in the direction of getting a new starting quarterback. I mean, you know, there's so many players out there that they could use. The Jets, you know, I feel like the Jets haven't had a legit pro-style quarterback for a while. I mean, I never liked Geno Smith all too much. To be honest, I know, you know, my judgment is clouded. I liked Mark Sanchez, and he, you know, he was just straight booed. So, you know, I'm just saying any change right now might be good for them. They started off really good in the beginning of the year, but they've been cooling down. Let's see how the Jets finish it out, and maybe they go with Ryan Mallett, and let's see if he's actually pro material. So maybe that's the move they need to go with. I'm essentially looking for them to make a move in free agency in the offseason. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, and I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, but the Jets right now, they need an answer. Maybe it's time to go back to Tim Tebow. Who knows? Get about that Canadian Football League, guys.
Yeah, I don't think Tim Tebow is the answer. So don't go back to Tim Tebow. Maybe if you want to, you know, have him as a backup or a third string, yeah, by all means, get Tim Tebow. He's not a bad NFL player. He's just a bad quarterback. So I wouldn't have him as my starter, just saying. But, I mean, they just need to find an answer in free agency because quarterbacks that they have now isn't going to win them anything. We saw them, you know, maybe look a little high in the beginning of the season, but that cooled down rather quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, the NFL's full of surprises. What do you expect? Teams are hot in the beginning, cool down later. Teams are cold in the beginning, heat up later. Prime example, the Giants when they won the Super Bowl. I mean, you just never know. You never know sometimes. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But that's our NFL talk for four this week, guys. I mean, well, for today anyway. So it's about that time to head into commercial break. Don't be sad. We'll be right back with a great second half of the show. So, guys, see you in a little bit. See you soon. Enjoy the commercial break.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join TrueConvos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, greet our people.
Hey, people. How you guys doing? You know, we just came back from a commercial break where we left off. We talked about a lot of cool things. We talked about, you know, some quarterback issues in the NFL. Pretty cool. And we discussed a tattoo that was given by a young girl to her father. That blew up into a big deal. But now, guys, we're moving on into another, you know, a lot of other heated topics. Jay, which one you want to start off with? You want to start off with the World Series because, you know, it's about that time we can finally talk about it. Or you want to talk about our other topic for the night?
Get into the World Series.
Okay. Just so you guys know, you guys must have heard about this because it was big. The World Series is finally over, and we have a World Series champion. And it turns out it's the Kansas City Royals over the New York Mets in 5 games. Now, I don't know if I necessarily saw that coming. I for sure didn't pick that matchup in the World Series, but it happened. I thought it was going to be a good matchup when it finally got to that point, but it turns out the Royals just pretty much took it. I mean, the Mets were in a lot of the games, and they would just, in the end, just give it away with silly mistakes, mental mistakes, errors. I mean, they just found ways to lose the game. And, you know, a team that has been that good all year to play like that when it matters most, it's just shocking and it's a letdown. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Royals, they went in and they were ready to play. They made it to the World Series last year. They didn't pan out for them. They lost, but they came back this year and they knew what they had to do to win. And they just went in there and they handled their business and they got out of there in 5 games. They're like, no way, we're taking this to 7. That's it. And now they're the World Series champions and they must be ecstatic.
Yeah, and I completely agree. I mean, the Royals have done a great job the last 2 years, so you know they really wanted it, especially if they lost it. You know they were hungry, like, last year when they went, lost it, and then they came back this year. You knew they wanted it and didn't want to go to 7. And they handled their business. They did it in 5. They knew what they had to do to win. The Mets, you know, they haven't been a winning team for a while. They were great this year, had a great season, you know. I kept writing them off the entire season, and they kept, you know, finding ways to win. And it's not like they played bad against the Royals. I'm not going to say how the Mets lost this. The Royals came out and took it and did what they had to do to win. Even when the Mets looked like they would win a game, the Royals rallied back and ended up taking a game from them. So, I mean, the Royals just did what they had to do to win the World Series. So it's not that the Mets lost it, it's that the Royals won it.
I've never seen so many comebacks by a team. Like, in forever, it can go about 7 comeback victories when it matters the most in the playoffs. That's ridiculous to me. To go out and get 7 of them, like, you know they wanted it bad.
Exactly, and they just had a great team together to be able to do it. And baseball, I mean, me and you play baseball. We know it's a hard sport. Everyone has to play together in order for the team to win. So everyone did their jobs, and, you know, they accomplished what they set out to do the past 2 years, and they finally got a World Series win. And I think it's great for the sport because they're a small market team. You know, it's not like a big market like the Yankees or some other, or LA or anything like that. Kansas City isn't that big of a market, and for them to win, I think it's great for the sport.
Debatable. Cities love to see the big market teams win, and they provide a lot of the money. So, you know, that's a debatable point, but I'm with you. I think that it's nice when small market teams win because now you have something to root for. I mean, if you're in a city with a small team, I mean, you can't. You don't want to see the Yankees or the Red Sox win all the time. It's not fun. But when you have two teams, you know, who haven't won in a long time, especially the Royals, who haven't won in over 30 years, I mean, that's long. That's something there. I mean, that means a lot, especially to that city, I'm sure. So congratulations to the Kansas City Royals. Now we have to wait until next baseball season to see what crazy stuff happens then. Hopefully, the Marlins decide, hey, I'd like to go to the World Series. It looks fun. Let's go there, maybe win a couple games, end up as World Series champs. That's my, you know, that's my dream for next baseball season, guys. Let's hope it comes to pass. But, Jay, how about we go into our last topic for the night? How about you tell us what it is, and let's get right into it.
All right. So the last topic for tonight, guys, is I read something that I found pretty intriguing and pretty funny. Is somebody had posted a comment saying that would you let your significant other have sex with someone else for millions of dollars? Right. And I thought about that. And then I read someone else's comment that said, yes, they would. He would let his girlfriend have sex with someone else for millions of dollars. He'd coach her up, you know, bring them juice, whatever. You know, he was trying to make a joke out of it, you know, bring them juice, whatever, coach her up, you know, tell her if they need anything, you know, let them be at it for hours so he could get them millions of dollars, and then he'd dump her because, you know, he can't have his girlfriend cheating on him, and she should have thought of that. But, you know, he tried to make a joke out of it, but pretty much his point was no, or he would and then break out with her. I want to know what you think.
I mean, are you asking me what I would do or just about the whole thing in general?
No, what you would do.
Okay, well, if you ask me what I would do, to be honest, I have no idea. I've never been put in a situation like that. I would like to say, no, I wouldn't do that. You know, I have my pride. I have my integrity. Money can't buy you everything, but it can buy you a lot of things. So, I mean, I don't know if I would be okay with it. I mean, essentially, it's her decision. I mean, if she makes a lot of money, it's only going to benefit her, the people around you, and make your life a little bit easier. Not perfect, but a little bit easier. But I'm of the mind that, you know, I don't need all of that money, you know, to be happy. I wouldn't want my girl to cheat on me. Essentially, it's her decision, but you ask me would I like her to do it, I'm going to go with no. I would not like her to do it. What about you, Jay?
I completely agree. Money can't buy happiness. It can, you know, make you well off and make life easier, but it can't buy happiness and it can't buy love. So for you to go out and just say, yeah, I'm going to get my girlfriend to do it, we'll be rich, I don't care, I'm sure that'll bother you later, and then you'll probably end up breaking up or getting divorced if you're married or whatever later on if it'll still bother you. But then people can say, I don't care, you know, I'll just cry on those Bugatti seats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why do something that might have you resent each other later? I mean, it's really a variety of opinion. It comes down to who it is. I know some people are like, are you crazy? Millions of dollars? Go ahead and do it. What's wrong with you guys? But, I mean, not all of us see it like that. It's, you know, it essentially comes down to what you hold most dear to yourself and to each other. You know, whether it's trust, whether, you know, whatever it is. You know, some people it does matter, some people, and I'm of the state of mind that it does. So, I don't know. That's just me, Jay. I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think that it's a big deal? Would you let your significant other do it? I mean, what do you guys think?
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. So go ahead and like message us on Twitter. You can find me at JC Films, and you can find my brother at Christian Crew 66. We would love to hear your guys' opinion, and you know, if you have any thing to say about any of the topics we talked about, again, feel free to message us on Twitter or Facebook. So guys, that pretty much concludes our show tonight. We just want to thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show because we had another great time doing it. So Chris closes up. Just thank you for listening to Cruise Control.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cruise Control. We'll be back tomorrow night from 11:30. See you guys then. Thank you for joining us on Cruise Control. Good night, guys. Now shut up and drive.